Hi, everybody. Well, today is Monday. This is a Creation Lightship Healing Show, the Healing Highway. So, fasten your seatbelt. See what we can do today. And we'll clear the date. This is October now, and it's the 2nd. So we'll clear October 2nd, 10-2-2017. Here we go. So releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. So here we go. And if you have three of them, you can designate, male, female, non-gender, if you like. So here we go. So we're going to increase the energy for you so you get peace in your room and into you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels very good. And if you have a situation going on, that's bothering you, or maybe you have a toothache or some pain in your body or something. Let's see if we can help you with that. So here we go. Think of that particular situation that you're involved with. See if we can clear that timeline. And in fact, if you have pain, I'll do entities. So let's take out entities. Remember, if you're a first-time listener, remember you have pain in your body. You want to get the whole lifetime entity clearing. And then also get the whole lifetime pain body, and that may remedy your problem here. So here we go, entity release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do your pain body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see if that helped you somewhat. And if you have something else happening, here we go, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll bring our co-host on. And are you out of the BBS studio, wardrobe room, all looking good, talking good, voice tuned up? Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'm here. And I don't know if I'm looking good, but hopefully I'll be talking good because you have a wonderful hour. And thanks, everybody, for joining us again on this hour on Monday. And it's the Healing Highway, as Ron said. And as always, you're free to email your questions, testimonials, experiences, doing all of the wonderful clearings and healings that can be found at creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website. It's also your website where you will do all of your healings, should you choose to. And you can send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also just use our fast chat feedback form. And the links to that are always live during the shows at the top of creationlightship.com. And you can also just go to our bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings homepage and find the link there if you prefer to submit your question or testimonial anonymously. That's always an option. So we had a very exciting weekend, a very peaceful weekend. Ron did a wonderful energizing healing call on Saturday where he energized with light codes the different rooms in our house, and we got quite a good response from that, and you're welcome to send one of those in if you haven't already. A lot of people were not able to be on the call and were, I think, registered absentees, so we'll get to those testimonials as well as take some listener questions, and hopefully everybody will be feeling really sparkly and wonderful by the end of the show tonight, as you probably feel in your space if you were on that Saturday call. So I'm going to start with somebody who wrote in and said, special thanks, Ron, for the activated mist water for our homes. My place being mostly wooden logs, I love it. Even though I thought, oh no, I am melting, coming from some of the corners, laughing out loud, like the Wizard of Oz when Dorothy put the water on the Wicked Witch from the West. So this person, I guess, was spraying this water and getting rid of some pretty funky energy. So then they go on to continue, the wood feels even better than the painted walls, though the painted walls feel wonderful too, and I loved the bonus of the activated shower stall. I looked up and saw the fourth room. I think that's when the heavy stuff started. It was a spot I never like going into. Now it feels different and cleaned out. Great words of thanks and much more.
That's good.
So that's wonderful. It's interesting that the wood felt more clear than the painted walls. Is that because it was probably at one time a living thing, Ron, and it would maybe respond better to the light codes?
Yeah, it's very possible.
That's interesting. Great. So the next one is kind of a bit long, but it's really wonderful, so we'll just go ahead and read it. This is somebody who's been on a couple of our past calls that we've been having, and they wrote kind of a summary of all their feelings from this, and we'll just go ahead and share this because it's really, I think, really nice. So they wrote in and said, "Hi, Ron. Okay, here are some of my feedback for all of the wonderful recent calls. This past month has been so full of fabulous clearings that it is not possible for me to say which did what exactly. The placenta call, followed by 100 placenta death barcodes removed, made me feel so light, clean, clear, relieved, and free." That one was a couple of weeks ago. All right. So the next one, this listener writes, "When you put the light codes in my bedroom, which was already quite clear from location and object clearings, as well as activated pictures, the room felt like I imagine it must feel being on the light ship, light beyond words." Oh, interesting. Yeah, when you did the difficult room, number 5, I believe, I was doing our entryway, which has a to-the-ceiling bookshelf of my husband's New Age books. They are behind a curtain, and I have a location. An object cleared the space several times, but I still tended to pass through it quickly. Now my space feels okay. My house feels so comfortable now that even when I'm on the beach, I feel a preference to get home. My, oh my. Wow. But there is even a bigger and exciting result for me. I find when I'm driving, I feel so expanded that everything in my view is an extension of myself. No boundaries, blocks, fears, hesitations, withdrawals, limitations, just smooth, free movement. It is a lovely feeling. I know you say that there is no such thing as oneness, but you could also say when you call forth the light beings on the light ship, there is no difference between them or them and you or us, in that we all exist on the basis of source energy. Could one not say that on the level of source, there is no difference between us? And they're wondering if you could please comment on this.
Well, everything is individual and separate, so there's no such thing as oneness. Although, you know, it's hard to, if you feel freed up and something else is freed up, you may feel that resonance, but there's nothing that is really connected to each other, because if it was, then it would be an energetic cord release that you'd have to do to get out of that. So everything is separate, but it's free from being connected in that oneness energy. It's a little hard to describe, but just knowing that you're not like anything else, it'd be like the snowflakes, you know. They're all separate. Just because they are what they can look the same when they're in the snow. But everything is separate, and everything has its own particular way of being and experiencing a life in the now. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good distinction. I think it is kind of like everything is individual, and everything has its own free will and free choice. it's very interesting because, that whole birthing process that happens here, it doesn't happen on the light ship. And if you felt a lot of relief from that placenta call, it was probably due to having to go through that trauma of being physically born here on this planet. It wasn't my idea, but that's what we signed up for, so that's what we're doing. And just to wrap up here with this listener's email, and just want to thank this person for writing in, they said they're flying free. Many decades of meditation did not reap these fruits, and now I have been blessed with them. Saying thank you seems like a rather pathetic expression of the real feelings. But yeah, that's it's interesting about books too. I feel very conflicted about that myself, but I have been donating a lot of books recently, and it's been a very interesting exercise because you kind of feel like you want to keep them because they're books and, you know, they contain knowledge and they're important to you, but then when you let them go, it is very freeing. So I don't know if you could convince your partner there to let you clean them out, but it is a really wonderful feeling decluttering books and donating them or giving them to the library or donating them to a book sale because they really do take a lot of energy out of your space and really free it up and create a very good sense of peace. And as another listener commented recently, I think we were talking about this, but they said that they have only, I think, one or two books in their house, and they have millions of books because they always have access to the public library. So if you're ever feeling like you need to hold on to those things, you could probably let them go and feel a lot more peaceful doing so. All right, so thanks again so much for writing in. And let's see. I wanted to share this. A listener sent this. And I think this, it's a little bit of a departure here from reading the light code calls, but we'll get back to that in a second. And somebody was writing in about their working experience, and they have done many clearings. And they wrote and said that they've developed some good coping techniques for working in an office. I do get up every 10 minutes now as well. We don't have cubicles, and I brought in essential oil diffusers, plants, cleared crystals, among other things, for electromagnetic frequency harmonizing. I think the worst attack on my body is through a mental and emotional anguish brought on by psychic attacks from a narcissist family all of my life, which caused me to live primarily outside of my body. That's what makes Creation Lightship healings so effective. Little by little, I'm coming back, and the pain has lessened, and my whole body structure has improved. The mental spin and obsessive self-questioning I used to be in has diminished considerably. We as empaths are easily attacked by narcissists and dark souls. Dark souls pose as if they can feel emotions, but they actually feel nothing except they have enjoyed inflicting pain and have it. They are subtle or overt. Narcissists and other dark souls in general are often disguised. Sometimes you find out too late and can even marry one like I did. Ha ha. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's. It sounds like they also have run a lot of clearings in their office environment. And I don't know if you have any comments about that, Ron. I thought it was particularly interesting when they commented about living outside of their body, because I think a lot of the times we don't even really know that we're doing that.
Yeah. So I'll do a clearing here. So if you are outside of your body, I'll bring you into it now and just see if you like that experience. So you're only going to come in as fully as you have cleared yourself. Remember, you're out of your body, and what's taken up the space where you're supposed to be. So here we go. Let's just see if we can get you in a little more. But if the darkness is there, then your spirit won't have an opportunity to come in because it's already, you know, pushed out and something's inhabiting you. So here we go. Let's release some of the entities that could be with you or something in there. Or, you know, it's hard to say what, you know, or who or what kind of thing. But here we go, releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And that's pretty good. And now let's bring you more fully into your body. So I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. If you feel a little better, go back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Well, that's awesome. And if you felt particularly like you were living outside your body or something was causing you to not be in your body and you felt a reaction from that healing, you can always email us your reaction or your experience with what happened to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also just use the fast chat links on BBS or at the top of creationlightship.com while the show is live. So, Ron, that's really interesting because I think a lot of people have been feeling sort of a disconnection lately. At least that's what it seems like I've been getting in the questions. And I wonder if that listener that wrote in the long testimonial, if they did, because they had mentioned feeling very kind of like this sort of fluidity when they were driving and this peacefulness. I wonder if they have cleared their car when we did all the vehicle stuff. I was just curious to know if they had done any of like the death barcode removals from their vehicle or their mode of transportation, because it sounds like maybe they did, and I'm not sure. But anyway, maybe we can get a update on that. So someone's asking, Ron, if you are possibly considering doing a second house code clearing call again before the end of the year.
Yeah, I could do that. I did two people previous to the call.
Oh,
to
cool.
Do a test to see, okay. And they both commented that it was even a little stronger on the second time. So, yeah, I could do another one. Plus, there's probably people wondering what it is you couldn't get on. Maybe you're just tripped in or something, or maybe on vacation and missed it. So we could do another one. Yeah, that would be fine. It'd be the same format, you know, that we did on the last one, if you're interested. I can't guarantee it'll be any better, but, you know, it is, you know, nice. So. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I unfortunately wasn't able to be on it myself. I had already had plans that day, so I was really bummed I missed that because it sounds like it was great. And I have a very small house, so I would have gotten like maximum clearing. And also, in relation to the first listener who wrote in about the wood, I used to have wooden walls, and unfortunately had to have them taken out due to some mold issues, and I really miss having the wood. It was really comforting and soothing, and I think maybe one day I'll get it put back because it was really nice being surrounded by that. And just hearing that on the testimonial, it was really quite wonderful to remember that that feeling. So I think there really is a difference between like the building materials. So I guess we could read another one here, Ron, if that's okay with you. Well, we wait for maybe some reactions to that last clearing that you did.
Sure.
All right. So Okay, last Saturday's call with the light codes put into the paint was most appreciated and noticeable in a room at the end of the hallway in my house where religious practices take place. I would feel my energy drain whenever I walked past it, and lately now I do not feel that at all. I appreciated the extra misting water, as first of all, I was not expecting to have that, and secondly, it took half a large bottle to cover one room because I also went into closets which are painted. I reached up into the corners as best I could, and I could sense trapped aliens and saw spider webs and dust mites. So this room got a good cleanse as no one was in it at the time of the call. Oh, also, there has been much sadness and grief while I lived there, as well as sudden departures of my dear family, kids, and beloved pets, making it for an empty feeling of loss, but only when I am inside the house. Now I feel that much of the emotionally charged memory of those times is neutralized. It is bearable for me again once I'm inside. I do trust that this healing clearing holds, as it is, a real difference over the other clearings I've done to accomplish the same thing. My house was too big or too dense to manage it online, I suppose. Big thanks, Ron.
Right.
Yeah, that's really nice. And it sounds like this person got a real energetic, some real energetic housekeeping done here. So that's great. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, so regarding the healing you just did, Ron, and this... A listener wrote, yes, I was standing up and my whole body did a lot of swaying backwards and forwards. Thank you very much for clarifying this. They have done death barcodes on the car too, so that's wonderful. I'm glad that worked for you. And thanks so much for your testimonial. And feel free to update us. Hopefully you'll get rid of those books. Okay, so greetings. Another question here. The host made a mention several minutes ago that we signed up to return to this place. Can Ron explain that much of the reincarnated is to do forced reincarnated? We may have done so upon the initial contact on Earth and possibly have been tricked to do a second, third, fourth, forced reincarnation. They're wondering if you could please clear this up or comment on this idea of forced reincarnation.
Well, that's initially what happens here. You come in innocent and in the now, and then all of a sudden you realize that somehow there's another energy system here. Which is the darkness, but you don't know about that, but you kind of get tricked in a way. Then once you get into their system and they put the barcodes on you, then you're stuck. So there are people that have come back, I could say time-traveled back, because they were here, or maybe they got catapulted into the future, and they knew that they had to come back in this lifetime to... save the planet from destruction by the aliens, because remember, as you have the advanced technologies, you can see, you know, the future and, you know, the now and the past. And the ones that have come back, and I don't know how many there are, but, you know, there could be quite a few here that were living on a future timeline and knew that they had to come back to save the Earth so that it wouldn't be destroyed, including themselves, and they may be still maybe living, even living now, came back in this lifetime to live, but they're also still living in the future. It may sound a little strange, but that's kind of what can happen too. And so they're here to try to change the energies so that the planet won't be destroyed by darkness. And this is the seventh time of the planet Earth trying to get released from the control of the aliens. And this is the last time. So hopefully, you know, we can get it up. That's why I created the new Earth for people to get onto, so we can let this one go because of the corruption that is here. So, you know, it's hard to say if things will completely change or not. I don't think there's all detection equipment will say technologies that is widely known, you know, that will pick out corrupted people here and terminate them. So anyway, I can't get too much into that stuff. But they're still here, and they're still doing the same old, same old. And, you know, that's just the way it is here. And are they going to change overnight to become nice? No, probably not. So anyway, so everybody's living in a time when this will be the last Earth that's here. The new Earth is completely different, and it's in the now. So if you're able to do enough clearings to resonate with the new Earth, because you can't go there with darkness, then you can experience that, and you know, it'll be nice, and in fact, very nice to feel it. You can actually sense it sometimes when you're in the now. If you're not in the now, you'll never feel it. So the aliens that are here will never get into the now because they don't live in they live on timelines. So the timelines are all fabricated, copy and paste of what is supposed to be here. So if we could get rid of all the copy and pasting of the Earth energy, then you'd be in the now. So that's what they're here to do, is steal your energy and your spirit, your soul, whatever word you want to use there. And unfortunately, you know, they're in control still. And people talk about things being taken down, and they have different names for things happening and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, until you wake up and all of a sudden you feel yourself freed up from all this stuff that you're dealing with, you know, there's a lot of lip service out there with no action. Kind of like, you know, where's the meat and potatoes, you know? It's not really here. They're trying, but, you know, it would be nice to have them eliminated completely. That's why the time-traveling soldiers that we have are out there battling the aliens. And then they coin it that the Galactics are doing that, and I kind of look at that as what a joke. You know, the Galactics are the problem, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, because they're all kind of existing in duality, unfortunately. I had a couple of thoughts, Ron, as you were speaking there. And I was wondering, when you mentioned the new Earth, is this Earth actually, and the other question about reincarnation, it kind of ties into this, but is this Earth the home base planet energy for, or did we all come from a different place?
Well, you all came from a different place initially to come here.
Okay.
So, you know, just like going to the travel agency and you go, well, where can we go? You know, I want to have an experience of, you know, and you see pictures and things and you go, oh, that looks good to me and I'll go there, you know. So you go there and you came here. So then you didn't realize that you were going to be controlled here. You know, that's basically it, just a prison planet. And it's probably also a planet where all the thieves come, all the alien thieves, to plant their gold and stuff, you know, special items here underground, you know, and store things here. So this is, you know, I guess like the pirates, you know, facility here where they store everything from other places. So this is the, maybe the... Like I said before, a long time ago, this feels like we're on the last, frontier out here, you know, next to the darkness, you know. And this is where they can hide their stuff and get it when they want. And then, you know, there's all the underground tunnels that are here, but people, you know, are beginning to talk about and know. And, you know, there's multi-levels of those things, you know, different levels going down and down, and different, you know, underground highways. And I think they're at least every 10 miles apart, wherever you look, going somewhere. But we don't have that luxury of knowing that. So they could be living, the ones on the surface here even, who are able to pay their money to be able to find the entrance to these locations. But the secret will say elevator someplace, you know, where they push a few buttons and they can drop down many, many levels and stories. Miles underneath the ground here, and then they probably have their own little shopping mall they can shop in and everything else, and be with all the aliens and the corrupted people that are here. And but they have you know, their own way of doing things. A lot of the movie stars, celebrities are down there, especially the ones that have probably you know, died, we'll say, in the past. Maybe they didn't die, maybe their clone died, and they're down there, you know, playing their music and stuff and singing live to the aliens, you know. So anyway, but that's what this place has turned into. So, you know, it's hard to see anything changing as long as they're here. If they don't cause any harm, then that's you know, that's fine. But, you know, the whole thing is that alien underground military complex. That's what we talk about, and all that stuff is there, and the technologies there, you know, are far surpassed what we have on the surface. So, anyway, that's what we have. So to just think of any technology, if you go back to, say, even 50 years ago, you know, and look at what was made then and what we have now, you go, wow, yeah, I didn't conceive of having, you know, you had walkie-talkies back then, but who thought of having a cell phone, you know, and then take pictures with it? So you have to look at it as in texting. You have to look at, you know, what we have now. Just think of what they have. They could be 500 years in our future down there. And, you know, you just think what that would be like. So anyway, it makes no real difference because you're here on the surface living life, you know, surviving the best that you can. And your only survival thing is to be in the now. That way you're out of that system. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Ron. And also, was it conceived as a prison planet, or was it just kind of the whole ET underground system, was that sort of just kind of, we were hijacked and that's what ended up happening? And
well, everybody's living on the clone planet, okay?
Oh, I see, okay.
So the real Earth, I really haven't looked at it, okay? To see the real Earth compared to what we have now as the Earth, okay? But I do know that if you're not in the now, then you're living in their cloned fabrication. So there's really no Earth. It's just what they copied from the other Earth and brought it here. So you're all on a movie set. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the movie that you're in isn't too traumatic for you, you know?
Yeah.
You get into the now you have the opportunity, since we created the new Earth and brought in a brand new light frequency Earth as opposed to the copy and paste, where you're living when you're not in the now. So when you're in the now, you can go to the new Earth. And things will change completely. So anyway, that's what they did. And everything is a copy and paste. So ever since you were born, we'll say, you were living on a clone planet. Fabrication, you know, and a copy and paste of the other Earth that you may have known or even not known. Maybe they're showing you at the, you know, travel agency out there, that maybe they're showing you the real Earth, but that doesn't exist, maybe. And what you come into is the cloned Earth, not knowing the difference. That's still true with people. Can you really detect a clone? Most people can tell them right away. You know, for me, it's doing workshops that I do at the different expos, just talking and giving your information to people until I started making them real. I mean, it's like you're talking to mannequins out there. And then all of a sudden, once they become real, people start, you know, smiling and their pains go away and they, you know, the whole room becomes three-dimensional versus just looking like a flat hologram of with no depth, no presence, no energy or anything else. So that's, you know, what I discovered and also people have. So, you know, through all the workshops, I probably have made maybe 1,000, 2,000 people real. But what happens is very few of them even come on to the calls. I say, well, if you want to stay real, you got to come on to the $20 calls that I have, at least one call a week. And they don't do that, which is really surprising. We have a few people that have, but, you know, their clone, you know, takes over after they lose that energy of being real. They don't know the difference. And, well, anyway, when you look at people, they're cloned out. So, best thing, you know, as far as how the real Earth looked, I don't know. You know, it probably looks like this one, sort of. But, you know, you have the opportunity to go to a new Earth, which will be probably more than likely like the old one, in a sense, but it'll be like the one here. But it'll be the real version versus the cloned replica. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's, well, when you put it that way, Ronnie, it really sort of brings everything into perspective and emphasizes the importance of staying in the now and being at peace and doing the healings, because that takes you out of this cloned reality. And yeah, I was kind of always thinking about that, like, oh, it's Earth, it could be so wonderful, but it's just, this is not the reality. The reality is the fakeness, actually, that we're all living in. So a couple of people wrote in and also mentioned, if you're having a hard time with these situations, Ron offers an ET underground whole life clearing if you want to do that, as well as a lot of cloned Earth clearings. So if you go to the search for a healing box on the website and look up underground, I think that one should come up. Yeah, ET, it's, the official name is ET Underground Industrial Complex Clearing, and it's a whole lifetime clearing. And I don't know if anybody out there has done this clearing, but if you have and you'd like to comment or suggest why you did it or what kind of what sort of, you know, if you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing and you still were feeling like you needed to do this, I wonder what the situation was, because that might be a great topic for our Friday night show, which is paranormal night. And that's kind of where, I mean, this is a little bit paranormal, but we kind of get into that more so on the Friday show. So if you would like to send it in, please feel free to do so, or at any time, really. I mean, the shows all kind of overlap a little bit. And then the cloned planets clearing, cloned bodies living on cloned Earths, and current lifetime cloned bodies living on cloned Earths, and past lifetime cloned bodies living on cloned Earths, as well as planets. So if you want to take a look at those, too, if anybody's done those are very powerful, and they do generations as well. So there's clone bodies, past, current, and to see past, current lifetime, and clone planets and cloned Earths. Yeah, so there's a lot that you can do to hopefully take yourself out of that feeling of living in a cut and paste cloned reality, or fake reality, I don't know. It gets pretty confusing pretty quickly. All right, so someone was asking, an earlier listener was wondering what clearings the empath listener did with the narcissist family and spouse, and they have a narcissist family and a persistent malignant narcissist monitoring me on a daily basis. So we did actually get an answer from them. And, Ron, you can comment on this at any time. But they did clearings for their family. They ran the Alien Into Light clearing frequently, the Auric Protection Field with both our names, the Dark Side Practitioner clearing every day with their names or just my own name, the Energetic Cording Release clearing with both names, the Mental clearing every night to release obsessive thoughts and self-doubt or the feeling that I was going crazy, empathic body clearing to turn off the bad vibes and their voice, and always the emotional clearing, I guess this was unlimited, to keep myself healthy in body, spirit, and mind. Next, I am working on the anger body clearing, as I notice that is surfacing now even when I'm trying to enjoy my peace of mind. I also did psychic billboard and soul family disconnection. That seemed to work for the day, but even better on others who are not pathologically prone. So it sounds like this person really had some stuff and they really successfully cleared it and they're really working. And I'm not sure who sent this question. It was done through the fast chat. But if you want to email us, you know, we can send you a list of all those clearings in writing if it's easier than trying to scroll them down while you're listening to a show. Okay, so someone mentioned I cleared an alien attack through a person with the ET underground industrial complex healing. All right. And let's see. We're getting a lot of testimonies and questions. So I'm just trying to go through. Okay, so continuing on our sort of topic of the evening, which seems to be the cut and paste reality and cloned Earth theme here, Ron, someone's asking, if my body does not ascend, yet I have done all my clearings, so I will not reincarnate, where does my spirit go?
Well, if you did the spirit barcode, then you're going back to light at ascension time. So I don't know how else to answer that one. Your body,
well,
you know.
Yes, it would go back to their home base energy, right? Wherever that is.
Yeah, that is correct. You first go into quarantine to get decontaminated, and then you go to your home base energy.
Which is not Earth for any of us, because here we're living in our cut and paste reality. So that brings me to another clearing, which is the trying to think of the official name for that, the Earth barcode disconnection, I think it's called.
Yeah, that's a good one if you don't want to be kind of reattached here off and on. And even if you're here, you want to get rid of the connection from your body to the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a good one. You know, if you can't move or anything, you know, and relocate. There's other clearings too that can, you know, be used for that too. But the Earth barcode takes your physical body and it disconnects it from the Earth energy. So it's kind of similar but different from the Earth, you know, ley line or grid line clearing. So back to you.
Okay, great. And I just want to mention here, I looked it up on the website, on Ron's website, and there's a lot of clearings that relate to this issue. And one is the Earth barcode removal, and one is the Earth cording disconnection. And we also have the earth cording grid line clearing. So those are all related to disconnecting you from that earth energy, or cloned reality, as we're now calling it, earth energy. Okay, so thanks so much, everybody, for all of these great questions and for writing in. So somebody else is asking, Ron, in one of the earlier radio shows, you mentioned that the light beings have worked with the whole life pain body, and that clearing also releases psychic attack.
Yeah, it might do that.
The whole life pain body clearing also releases.
Well, I won't say also release it. It can help with that.
Right.
You know, it can help because some clearings do overlap. But, you know, if you're having psychic attacks, then you want to do the dark side practitioner clearing.
Yeah, and it sounds like that's kind of a great clearing to do for a lot of different issues. The psychic attack and dark side practitioner, because I think a good way to look at it is they'll probably help you out with just feeling more peaceful and better in general, but if you are looking to work on a specific issue that's been causing you trouble, chances are Ron probably has a clearing for that. I mean, because, you know, everyone's movie set is different and everyone's story is different, so the clearings may not relate to your situation. And, you know, a lot of the times I think there's overlap, but if you're really wanting to get that specific issue, you might have to go a little bit deeper. So chances are they'll probably help you out in a lot of different ways in your life and kind of lead you to do other clearings, or maybe run your whole lifetime emotional unlimited more frequently, or clear your animals, or do things like that. Okay, so somebody else wrote in and said, with a movie tip, and they said a good one to watch on Netflix is to check out Time Traveling, is The Man from the Future, and it's a Brazilian film, so it has subtitles, and it's a pretty light, funny movie, but with some great, good ways to view timelines and time traveling. The Man from the Future.
Great.
Great. Yeah, so I'm going to file that one into our recommended movies. Ron, I don't know if you feel like doing this, but we had some healing sample requests, and somebody was asking if you could do possibly samples of grief, sadness, and or media. Do you feel like doing any of those for samples, grief or sadness?
Yeah, I'll do a grief clearing. So think of a grief that you might have. Kind of a weird word, isn't it, grief? You know, there used to be that phrase, good grief, I think.
Sounds like beef.
Yeah, so here's a grief clearing. So releasing that energy from you, the particular thought you're thinking of about grief. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I guess sadness. Let's do that one here. So think of one issue. Here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I don't know. Maybe loneliness goes with sadness. So I'll do that one. So here we go. Loneliness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, looks like our show is sort of getting close to the end here. We'll be in New York for the last, the expo here, the last week of October in New York, Manhattan. And it'll be at the New Life, it'll be the New Life Expo at New Yorker Hotel. And hope to see you there if you can come. It'll be wonderful. And anything else you want to add there, Elizabeth?
No, I think that would be great if everyone wants to come to the expo and you're on the East Coast, it's a great opportunity. It's a wonderful chance to see Ron live and watch the healings in action, as well as visit the light chamber and have a wonderful experience there. It's very peaceful. And hopefully you can join us on the conference calls that are coming up. We have the 8-hour healing intensives, October 8th, 15th, and 22nd, along with the monthly 4-hour ascension prep call on October 7th, 2017. So you can always check that out on creationlightship.com. You can check the upcoming events flyer there for more information. Ron also does, in addition to this show, 3 other shows this week. Wednesday, Station 1, just 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Friday and Saturday on Station 2, same time. So be sure to tune in to BBS if you'd like to receive more sample healings and have a great experience there. And you're welcome to get on the special weekly clearing calls. And tomorrow is the cording removal special. And those are all at the same time every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Ron does these every week, and they're just a great deal. They're one-hour healing sessions every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific, 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern, and they're only $20 per session, and you do not need any prerequisites. So if you'd like to join in live, it's only an hour absentee. Call and let us know, or call in. Purchase through PayPal, and you'll get your information. All right, Ron, so I'll turn it back over to you. Thanks so much, everybody, for a great show. Thank you, Ron. And I hope you can all join us next week on the Healing Highway.
Okay, everybody, so here we go. Let's do the Mind of Heart drop. You want to command your spirit out loud to do this here, so here we go. You say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and to facilitate those thoughts dropping down into your heart, we need to count. So we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. So great blessings, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes.